97.3, fourth one.
You could be the man of her dreams for under £14. Want to know how?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So there's quite a lot to take in here, so just take it step by step. First thing you
Keep it simple, it's for blokes, remember?
That's right. First thing you do is you go to Lidl.
Right.
And you buy two roses, and that's going to cost you £2.
What, you get two roses for £2?
Apparently, yes, in Lidl. So what you do is you leave one of the roses on the pillow when you get up in the morning. You've got to make sure you get up first, right? So you get up first,
okay,
and you leave a rose on the pillow so that when she wakes up, that's the first thing she sees is the rose.
Aww.
All right? So that's nice.
Yeah.
Then you go away to work and that's it. You don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day. Now, the meal is obviously important.
Right.
For nighttime. So, an indoor picnic.
What, on the carpet?
Yeah, with candlelight. So what you do is you get a rug. You probably got a rug kicking about the house.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter. You don't need a rug. Just use cushions.
Right.
Right. You sit on the floor. You dim the lights. You get some candles. She's bound to have candles around the house somewhere.
All women do. There's always candles.
So you light a few of the candles and you get yourself some food. Picnic food, estimated cost, £1. And failing that, Markies do the deal, don't they? Two can dine for £10.
That's true.
So pop along to Markies, job's a good one. So that's taking your total cost to £12.
Yes.
Next, you have to give her a love note.
Okay.
Now, it's quite simple. Three paragraphs, all right?
Yeah.
First paragraph has to be a cherished memory. Something that you did together. All right.
Okay.
Remember that time we were in London in that pub and we watched the sunset over the River Thames? Remember that kind of thing?
And keep it romantic.
Yeah.
You know, not that time when she broke wind in the queue.
That's
kind of thing.
Second paragraph has to be something that you love about her. So, and don't say her rack voice, okay? Because that's not going to be good. Something you love about, I love your smile, I love the dimples when you smile, or I love the way that you always laugh.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. And thirdly, how she makes you feel.
Okay.
So you make me feel warm inside,
and not turned on.
You sign off. I love you. That's it.
And then no name.
Cost of that? Free. Absolutely free because you've had to do it yourself.
Okay.
And then when she gets home from work, run her a bath. Get some more little candlelights. You know the little tea lights you get from IKEA. £1.75.
Right.
Right. That takes your total cost to £13.75. You light the little tea lights. You put the rose petals from the other rose on top of the bath. Done.
Wow.
£13.75.
Well, I tell you, I would be very pleased with all of that.
Yeah, of course you would.
Oh, that's lovely.
Would your man be getting some brownie points from that?
I think more. Yeah, definitely.
More than just brownie points. And hello to John, who's just sent me an email saying, Boogie, thank you for that. You've just saved my Valentine's Day.
Isn't that nice?
I'm a bit skint. February's never a good month for me with my job. He doesn't say what he does. But you've just saved it. It's this kind of public service that separates you from the others.
Isn't that nice? Brilliant.
That is a lovely thing to say. So, two roses from Lidl, £2, £10 for the Markies deal, and £1.75 for the IKEA tea lights, and you've got a perfect Valentine's Day for £13.75. Let's go to the phones. Fourth one, hi.
Good morning, Boogie. It's Linda from Port Seton here.
Hello, Linda from Port Seton.
Hello, your Valentine sounded wonderful.
Yeah.
You need to correct it, though. Marks and Spencer's Mayor's £20 for Valentine's Day.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, well.
Yes.
In that case, you're not getting it from Markies then. But you'll get it from, I mean, you can get.
Stick with Lidl's.
What could you get for £10, like picnic food, Arlene? You could get a loaf of bread, right? So you make some sandwiches.
You could make some sandwiches,
Get some, like, some turkey
get
ham.
Get some nice pork pie. Some
pickled onions.
Yeah.
And maybe a packet of Frazzles or something. And
you can't really get oysters
crusty
for
crusty bread.
Dinner.
Crusty bread.
Yes, you get a big loaf. You're one of those crusty baguettes. You get about five sandwiches out of them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay. Well, there you go. There you are. We've just corrected it. Thanks for phoning.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6.